You're listening to Real World News. Energy and climate change.
Organizations demand food sovereignty and climate, economic, and energy justice in El Salvador. The second meeting of victims and people affected by climate change took place on June the 5th and 6th in La Canoa community, Bajo Lempa in El Salvador. Real World Radio interviewed Ricardo Navarro, member of CESTA Friends of the Earth El Salvador, one of the host organizations of the event. Navarro spoke about the discussions that took place on the first day of the meeting about climate change and the impacts and measures that are being taken locally to survive them. About the reasons for the climate crisis, Navarro believes climate change is caused by different things: the excessive consumption, the excessive emissions of greenhouse gases, and the excessive use of fossil fuels. One of the ideas that were discussed during the event was to set up a new relation with Mother Earth, understood as the mother of humankind. This implies considering it not as a commodity at the expense of the current development model and to generate a new global ethics. On the current impacts of climate change, Navarro said that all the phenomena that can be attributed to its effects, like the lack of or excess of rain, hurricane winds, or high temperatures, have an impact on agriculture, and the most affected there are clearly the small farmers, peasants, and indigenous. Even though he agrees with initiatives that can reduce the effects of climate change, like promoting renewable energies or promoting the use of the bicycle, Navarro believes there is no solution to climate change as long as the big political decisions are taken by the strong economies. He believes the main task is to tackle the causes of the climate crisis, or in his own words, to combat the current unsustainable global system of production and consumption.
You're listening to Real World News.